This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sticky Blood on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, it's finally here. Trumpet boom. Real grime, all-star lineup. Filling up a bad boy.
Check.
And we're inside. Check it, check it.
Look, let me reign, let me conquer. I'm here to make friends, I'm a monster. I'm at a country wine and a bumper. Who put lightning and thunder? I make a command bounce, now ain't wonder. Now I've got no doubts in my head. Bad minds around me ain't round them again. I lost my ex, then found me again. I am so plugged in, can't come round me again. It's best you take time, you doubting again. Yes, I make grime, you know I'm a vet. I come to make mine, show me respect. Hold on a sec, if that went over your head, I won't tell them again. No, I won't blow them again. So, somebody tell them again.
Pressure's been long, to know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, keep it strong. Pressure's been long, to know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, keep it strong. Pressure's been long, I know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, keep it strong. Pressure's been long, I know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, keep it strong.
I'm a level in hot sauce. Kill the sea, move bodies like dancer. For the best flow from where the answer. You little rookies, man, I'm coming like the master. Coming like a big iPhone charger. Dead energy, bad drama. Man got shells that will tear through armor. Small you, I'm a lyrical father. Big energy generator. Good vibes, no time for a hater. Still man get smoked like vapor. Man get smoked like rolling paper. Judas the man and just traitor. Man them a laugh for them later. Big bars that will gas any raver. Big suit animal in my nature.
Pressure's been long, to know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna break your key. Pressure's been long, but you know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna break it, keep it strong. Pressure's been long, I know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna break it, keep it strong. Pressure's been long, I know it won't be long. We're gonna make it, we're gonna break it, keep it strong.
Yo, I'm on a painting like Selena Gomez. Hey. Gives me a heap to death, but no stress. Hey. Gives me neck to rock me to bed. Oh yes, when I wake up, she just won't rest. Then when I move into the best friend, she pass me, then it's gonna be.
I've only got one headphone.
You have?
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right. It's just these. Oh, wait. A little wiggle. It's back. It's back like we are.
Yeah, we're back.
Sticky Blood in the building.
Yeah.
I've hurt my back in the shower today.
And I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
What?
I feel like I'm battling a heart attack.
Why?
I don't really know. That's the scary bit. Maybe
it's a real heart attack.
I had a bit of pain in my chest and then it like went over to the left. So maybe I have, and then you'll play this haunting clip back if I had the heart attack.
It's probably on video as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go. Anyway, right, yeah. That's a lot of shit.
Yeah,
cleared up health wise. That's the health bit. Yeah. So new show, new day, new month,
new life.
Tom Pryor's fucking back. Yeah. Can't get rid of him.
He's here already.
He's
this
actually
time.
Here before he's us. He was sat at the door waiting, like Timmy O'Toole. Is that him from?
I don't know. I was laughing then to just kind of give you keep you going.
From,
I don't know what that is.
Christmas Carol? Maybe just Christmas Carol. You're the little guy.
I don't think I've
on
seen
the crutch.
Films. Wait, that rings a bell.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, no,
that guy.
I know what you
That's
mean.
That's Tom Pryor. So last month, who did we have in? Like, I can't even remember so long ago. Toddler, Coco, Last Skeptic, yeah. And Tom Pryor.
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a very good show. What have you been up to since then? Where have you been?
I've been about. Yeah,
I've got been, stamps.
I've been sweating in studio, just trying to stack them papes.
I went to Jamaica and died.
Oh yeah,
did I tell you about dying? I told you.
You mentioned
dying.
It, yeah.
Yeah, I died in Jamaica. Yeah,
I've told other people that story as well because it is quite a good.
I died in the ganja field, which is the best way to die.
Yeah,
I found
sounds
out.
Sounds pretty scary.
Well, I didn't die. Well, a bit of me died, but not all of me. So yeah, that was a trip.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah,
and then I went to Amsterdam. Which
twice
is always
you've
a
been
trip.
Twice. Well, Holland was it Amsterdam that you went to the first?
Well,
time?
We stopped off there and then did a gig in Utrecht. I think that's how you say it. So we did a gig there. Thick. We had the day in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Then I went to Amsterdam the other day with Oliver Bryan, the great visual guys.
Yeah.
Production.
Have I got it?
Yeah. There it is. It's quiet,
yeah,
though.
It's a bit quiet. I don't know
why I've got
a
volume
that.
For that. Anyway. Yeah, I went there with them. And they were all new to the Amsterdam vibe.
Yeah.
Showed them what I knew.
Yeah. It's good being...
I always felt like a tour guide.
Yeah.
It was good.
Noticed on the Snapchats you tended to be at the front.
Yeah, I didn't want to be at the front, but I felt like I was like, yeah.
It's good.
I was nearly landing in fucking...
Yeah, in a day. You've got to share the knowledge.
I did share the knowledge.
Yeah, you've got to share the knowledge.
I'm trying to think where we went, the best places we went that we can probably say. Probably none of them, but everywhere you'd expect to go in Amsterdam. Yeah.
I'm looking to go next month. But
yeah, you should go. Definitely.
It's just fucking... It's just one.
But anyway, we're here now. It's new show, new day. I'm looking at my watch for the day. What date is it?
26th.
There we go. So this month, because that's what it is now. Well, we've got a new name for the show for this month.
Is it?
Well, no, you might as well say what you just thought.
I don't know.
Oh. Space and grime.
Yeah, instead of space and time. Yeah. Might not be obvious at first, man. Like, what?
But is it worth being the name if you've constantly got to say... Oh, what's your show called? Oh, it's called Space and Grime. Why? You know, like Space and Time.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that might be endearing. It might give it a bit of charm.
Yeah. But on this week's month's Space and Grime, or Time of the Month, Sticky Blood Time of the Month, Paul Stefan.
Yeah.
He's meant to be here at 6. 7 minutes past, he's not here yet, but he will be. Unless he's stood behind me. But I don't think he is. Artan.
Yeah.
He's coming in, and a very a very special extended space star stuff,
yeah.
which is going to be a very long one, but
I'm excited for that.
Very exciting. We've got Nick Pope.
Yeah.
I want to say ex, but I'm not too sure. Ministry of Defence for the British, for Britain.
That sounds serious.
On UFO sightings, collected all that, and not some little man shit,
no.
Some real big man lying.
Yeah,
costs it too much type of stuff.
Yeah, it's
but he's going to be on the phone because it is the 70th anniversary. This is what he wants to talk about, the 70th anniversary of Roswell incident. Some say hoax, some say real. I personally think it's real. But there's bits of it that have been bullshitted about, bits of it that have been faked so that everybody just says, oh, it was all fake.
Yeah, see, I want to believe in it. But I just don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I want to speak to him. I want to get his view. I want to get the view of someone.
So we've got
in
him in. I mean, what time is he coming in? I feel like I should know a clock. Should know the time. Nick Pope. Link 6. So what time is that? How many links do we have? We have about 9. Yeah, 9, I thought so. So probably about 7:30 we're going to get into that with Nick Pope. But we might as well play a song now. If you've got one loaded up, what do you want to play?
Yeah,
remember how to drive the ship.
Yeah, wait.
It's a bit of a spaceship, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Go on then.
100 M's.
No. telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Telling man I want 100 M's. Telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Telling man I want 100 M's. We saying, what's good? Wagwan, what's happening? You have so much talk online. Saw you on the road, you ain't half as active. Said your am come loud like bass, but it's silent like Charlie Chaplin. My striker's 18 with a high top. This kid's looking like Marcus Rashford. I've got so many enemies. Got so many man on my case. I mean, I love when old things message me, but try and know we can't ever be mates. Right now, life's just lovely. I wish I could have seen that girl's face when she jumped on Twitter to send. And then she saw me on a track with, I got 10 people that I love. Look, I don't want 100 friends. And this girl wanna stay for the night. I can't, I gotta be gone by 10. And don't think that I ain't on road just cause I ain't stuck on ends. And this statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. Man, them dream of a mobile. Don't you want Oscars and Grammys? I came in the game with a plan, but I got patience like Dr. Miami. Dead riding out and sat in a cabby. One runner that was looking like a tramp in the alley. If a man wants war, tell a man sure like Luke, cause I'm sitting in the back with a bally 44 swammy. See my G to the left, can't take him for Jordan or Sammy. If you wanna be a big boy for your dogs, my team will take you from your dons like Ali. Army of two or Kane and Lynch. When I'm on road, I ride with a shooter. Known from NatWest to Santander. Said he wanna pre us like I'm driving an Uber. I got 10 people that I love. Look, I don't want 100 friends. And this girl wanna stay for the night. I can't, I gotta be gone by 10. And don't think that I ain't on road just cause I ain't stuck on ends. And this statement's looking like a barcode. I tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. I'm telling man I want 100 M's. This statement's looking like a barcode. Tell a man I want 100 M's.
Give us a 1-2, Tom.
Give us a 1-2.
1-1-2.
Give us a 1-2,
one, two, Christian.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, yeah. Christian, oh. Say it again.
1-2.
Into the mic. Is that your you're talking to the front of the mic, if I'm honest?
What?
This is live, this. This is not bullshit.
Yeah, good.
Is that the front of the mic?
Yeah.
Is it? It is.
Yeah,
it is. He needs a bit more gain, this quiet bitch.
Sorry.
Sorry for calling you a bitch. Felt a bit strong as soon as I said it.
Appreciate it.
I don't know which one.
Yeah, oh, there you go. It's all right.
Thumbs up.
There you go.
Hello.
There you go.
That was the knob I went for.
The nab.
I picked the right knob.
Well, you always do. So, anyway. Tom, prior, no. Why didn't you introduce Christian? Tom, everyone knows who you are. Unfortunately.
To my right, Christian.
Left. That's left.
What's your? No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's my right. Yeah. No, it's my left.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not even the important bit.
Tell us the important bit.
What's your surname these days? James.
James, yeah.
No, right. Christian. Oh. Christian James.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yes.
That sounds.
Producer, bass player.
Oh.
Anything else?
He's put his own headphones.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Lover.
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh. Fighter.
Of a band called The Garden Party.
Oh yes. Yeah. I thought we should see if there's some of them songs on the database.
Mm.
Database.
Database.
If there's one on the data pass.
Of rock rap duo from North London.
Yes. Mm. And where's your other half today?
At home, I think.
With his other half.
Oh.
The bastard.
That's all right. How are things going?
Good.
Yeah.
What have we been doing? Was Holland since the last show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that before?
Huh?
Was that after?
That was between, know. Yeah, that was
yeah,
between.
Yeah, so we did a show in Utrecht.
Oh, yeah, this is for you to talk.
Utrecht. And,
where?
Utrecht.
Oh. Scouter.
No, and what did we do? We got...
Well, you missed your flight.
Oh, yeah, that was good. So basically... Oh, no.
And wait. I didn't have a flight.
I just realised the true story isn't out internally, so I have to just...
So lie.
So, yeah, so we...
so tell the real lie.
Yeah, so we... we missed a flight, and then we had to get a cab to Luton. That was exciting.
Yep.
So it took us about 12 hours to get to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Instead of... half an hour. That was good. And then we got attacked by, well, not attacked, sort of chased by some sort of Dutch nationals who weren't impressed about the
hair.
Brits abroad.
Oh, really?
At 1 a.m. in the morning. That was fun.
Oh, I wasn't there then.
No.
I took my old ass to bed.
Yeah. That genuinely happened.
I feel like an old man when you told me that.
But it was Wednesday. Had lost, hadn't they, that night? So that was that night.
Yes, it was. I was celebrating. I celebrated by having an early night. So Sheffield Wednesday lost to Huddersfield in the penalty shootout,
which is great.
I think it was at Wednesday as well.
No, Wembley by the final. Surely.
No, they didn't get to Wembley.
No?
Yeah, two legs. It was only final at Wembley.
I thought it was the final. I'm sure that was definitely the whole. Anyway.
No, it definitely wasn't the final. Anyway. I would have been happier.
Anyway, so.
Happier. So anyway.
Sheffield Derby.
Next year. We've got the dates.
I nearly sent you a little infographic.
I don't know what that means.
It's sort of like a. When you're graphic. Playing the top six and when you're playing the bottom six.
Oh, is that
six?
What it is? Informative graphic.
Yeah.
But I looked at, do you know, I'm sure we've all talked about this, about the Football League, like the teams and how they, when they play each other in the league and things, it always seems a little bit too like, oh, so they've got to beat them in the last game of the season to win the league.
Yeah.
I don't think it's chance. I don't think it's chance. I think it's planned.
Do you think?
I think they know where certain people are going to be finishing, so I looked to where our last games were.
Yeah. But you got quite an easy run, I thought, at the end.
What?
Right,
is it from an
four?
Arsenal fan?
Yeah. No. I've been doing my research.
Okay. I know we've got Villa, which will be a good game.
Yeah.
When's that? I haven't checked the fixtures. I'm still grieving from the relegation.
Yeah.
Last year.
You need to get over that.
That's over a year
ago.
You're a championship team.
This time last year, you were a premiership. Well, you were just not a premiership.
Good league, though. Championship.
It is.
Seems to be full of teams that were in the premiership in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It is good. It is good. It's just, you can't watch it as often.
Yeah. That's all right.
Welcome to Andy's reality.
Welcome to Gold Rush. Yeah. Oh, I'm just happy that we're going to be on earlier now because I can't remember what it's called that League One is. But so where did you end up finishing as an Arsenal fan?
I think it might have been fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Europa.
Thursday Specials. Night.
Oh
football.
No, champ! You got Champions League.
No.
Did you not get Champions League?
No.
I thought you got it for winning FA Cup.
Did you get Champions League?
Well, probably just as much as Arsenal did.
Right. Yeah.
Did you get Champions League?
No, it's first time in, what is it, 21, 22 years or something like that?
So as long as you've been alive.
But, you know, I know everyone's enjoying it, so, you know, it's nice. It's good to give back. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Arsenal. Are you still wanting Arsenal?
Listen, I'm actually...
But you signed another contract?
Yeah, but I'm slyly... Wenger in.
Ah. See, Tom, listen to this. This is. Oh, sorry. Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
Paul Stefan.
Oh. Well, do you take it?
I don't know. Do I take it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, God. Yo. We feel so unprofessional. But anyway, if he backs away from that mic, turned his mic down and everything.
Nice. But we can carry on.
We'll still fucking hear him. But,
Where was we?
We was
Arsenal somewhere. Wenger in.
Yeah. I just wanted you to explain how you can only say his name.
There's like a port.
I'm.
Jamie, just have a look at the screen.
I'll text you a number to call. Oh,
wow.
Amazing.
I wanted you to explain to the people and the people listening how your manager's got two names to you.
Wenger and Wenger.
Yeah, Wenger and Wenger. So Tom can only say Wenger.
Wavenge.
Go on, I'll let you explain it.
I don't know, but you didn't do it then. No, well,
you said you could only say Arsene Wenger when you said Arsene.
Yeah.
When you said his first name, like more than Freeman.
Yeah, that's it. So,
not that you said Freeman any different.
It's either Wenger. Wenger. Or Arsene,
I think people
Arsene
should.
Wenger.
If people can tweet us in, because I always think it is Wenger.
It is.
Why am I seeing
and even
real
gonna,
diehard Arsenal fans saying it Wenger?
If you're going to say Wenger, you can't say Wenger. this is the guy that I heard you actually make a comment about your David Bowie.
It's Bowie.
They both work.
It's Bowie.
I say Bowie.
I flutter. I try and judge by the person. I think Bowie. How into him is this person.
What about Nas? The rapper.
Nas.
Oh, I'm not saying Nas.
Nas.
No. That's in between.
No.
You almost sound like you're Andy saying
nose.
Nose.
Jamie Nas or Nas?
Nas.
Yeah.
I'm Kanye.
That must be a North and Watford thing.
I say Kanye, I don't say Kanye.
Yeah.
I say Kanye. Which is commendable. Kanye, yeah.
Do you bath or bath?
I'm
both regularly. I'm a bath type of guy. I'm a bather. Bath.
It's only bath if I'm going there.
I'm sat in the bath.
I was talking to Marcus the other day and he was saying, he said premiere wrong.
How did he say?
Premiere. I don't know, but he said it was how it was written. He said, that's not really like fucking DJ premiere, so I'm not saying premiere.
Do you remember when we had the premiere?
He also says kitchen. Instead of kitchen.
Episode. With a Z. Fucking hell. Taking rap across, budget rap across to chuffing and radio and stuff.
Wow. Let's leave Marcus out of this. Do you know what we should do? We should talk about some shit that actually is important.
Yeah.
We've got Jamie's written some news notes.
All right.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Because
we were talking about the election last time.
This is where we're going. Wait. Let me find this fucking new thing. Wait, it's gone. Murder. What is that? It's a full entire song.
Oh.
Forget that. We haven't got the news
theme. Sing it, Tom. Just do us a news jingle.
Go on, you can
just
do
hit
this.
A note.
This
hit a note. News. We'll harmonise. We'll harmonise and Andy can sing. You set a note.
Yeah.
You harmonise. I'll do a third.
And
you come in.
Our vibes.
Yeah. What am I doing?
Wait, you're in the second harmony. So he's setting. Oh, you can set.
Come on,
you're
going to
keep this.
We're going to keep this and chop it.
And the lyrics are, this is the news.
Yeah, that's your part.
So that's what I'm going to do. You can set it. That's the melody.
Come on, are you going to join in?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh god, this is gonna be sick. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not doing a harmony though.
No.
I'm on special effect.
So I'll do this, and then you guys do the news.
Yeah, I've got my own thing. You just carry on. Just have faith.
Ready?
Have faith.
Yeah.
So you're just gonna join in on news.
I'm special effects. Yeah.
This is the news.
News.
You can't guess a harmony. It'd have to have gone.
Yeah. All right, go on then. This is the new. I don't even know what we're meant to be doing. I don't even know what we're meant to be doing anymore. So just do the fucking news.
The news is here. Yeah.
All right. Go on then.
Oh god, that took.
So what were we talking about last time, Tom?
We was talking about whether Jeremy Corbyn should be Prime Minister.
And what did you think when we was talking about it?
Well, we was kind of talking more about the importance of voting, actually.
Because a lot of shit's happened.
And and I think. I don't think it's over yet.
No,
I heard something on radio today that they're saying it's pretty much.
Well, DUP.
They've been given a billion.
The deal's done today, yeah.
They've been given a billion, haven't they?
Yeah. So,
That's mental.
I'm hearing like. Dirty. I'm hearing words like dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty meetings.
Yeah,
dirty duppies.
Dirty duppies. Daily duppies.
Now, toddler's back.
Go on, please.
Come on then, hit me with some news.
Yeah, so let's talk. Obviously you're not happy with the outcome then.
No, I just, what am I thinking about all of this? I mean, we'll start with the positive.
Yeah.
The positive is that a lot of the extreme things that were in their manifesto
have gone. Because she's realised people don't like me. Yeah.
She needs
the backing of the people.
She can't do it. So I think, if anything, that's a good thing, but I feel like...
It's bollocks.
Yeah.
I feel like she's full of shit. I feel like she knows now what to put on the front, which she didn't know what to put on the front before.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's like, put that in the front window.
And I think what is great as well is that Mr. Corbyn is actually doing his job as leader of the opposition.
Yeah.
And he's actually already, even since the election.
His second campaign started, hasn't it?
Yeah, and he's just putting pressure on and you're actually seeing things change. Like, I feel like the terrible response to what happened at Grenfell and that, which I think is like Grenfell, is just was no, shit, the response yeah. was. And I just think even
well,
that...
Well, the response from who?
Well, from the government.
Yeah. yeah.
And
but everyone who's not the government had a fucking unbelievable
response. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So and why is the government not matching the response of the people? That's yeah. what's fucking worrying.
But I feel like he has already, like, made... has put pressure on to actually get the people's voices heard. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think he's the is a man of the people, isn't he?
Just looking that way.
I mean, introduce Run the Jewels, for God's sake.
yeah.
Did you see... his speech.
I didn't see bits.
Did you see the chants?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's getting a bit much now.
Went Stone Roses and it happened there as well.
Did he come on stage there or did you sing it?
No, they're just singing it as we were waiting to leave.
Do White Stripes get paid for that? Surely there's some type
well,
of.
Well, I'm sure there'll be
a PRS.
Be some sort of
PPL situation there. Yeah,
but that riff, is, as sick as it is like not it's much, not, is it?
No.
But it don't lend itself well to certain names.
No, I
Jeremy is not one.
Well, actually, I think it's quite a spot-on one.
Yeah, just
what,
syllables.
Oh, Jeremy. Sort of
yeah, it's yeah. Quite,
I don't think people utilise the syllables.
Jeremy.
It's more staccato.
We've got
Anthony
Joshua. Works quite well.
Yeah?
No, it doesn't.
I don't like it. I don't like it when people or rappers make syllables longer. For the sake of it,
yeah, yeah. Or rush them middle words, yeah. The middle Sabra. One.
But there's a brilliant Sabra. Way of doing it. Like,
go on, go on, go on.
Sorry,
yeah.
I saw Eminem explaining how to rhyme orange.
I saw
with four inch, yeah. Four inch, orange.
Which is that's not
what
the
was
way.
That on though?
I've got no idea.
I did watch. That
I feel like it was maybe Zane. Was it Zane?
I don't know. But I saw something and he said someone said you can't rhyme that, so he said, "All right, I'll write a verse and rhyme it." You know, times.
So
but that's when you're the best. When you're
that's
the best.
Politics. Right. I mean, we couldn't go on with the politics thing, but I think we've made the point that it's not a done thing. Another bit of news. It's looking like Banksy's identity is getting.
Oh yeah,
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah,
I've heard nothing.
Robert Dell.
It was Goldie, wasn't it? Goldie said.
Well, Goldie's not. Banksy.
I feel
like I don't want to believe it, but I feel like even if
I'd heard it before,
but I feel like if it is true, I still don't want. Come on, write your fucking name. I feel like if it is true, I'd rather not know.
I know what you mean, but at the same time, it's not like a disappointment. It's not come out and it's been
Trevor.
Yeah. I don't know. You haven't told me who it is.
It's. Well, apparently it's someone from Massive Attack.
Yeah, Robert, something or other. Because
oh, but I've already heard things. About
yeah,
this because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
where.
But then Goldie said blah 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 blah.
That is what
Robert,
it is.
Robert's oh, yeah. doing.
Robert's doing great. Rob's doing great.
Fucking Goldie's come out.
What?
Apparently,
but that doesn't mean that it's that Rob. I mean, how many Roberts are in the world? I don't think it's my brother, but my brother's called Robert. But if our Rob turns out to be Banksy
in Massive Attack,
jeez! If my brother's in Massive Attack, I will be astounded.
So yeah,
that is good though. I did like that.
It's good because it's always intrigued me. Yeah,
but do you think if people find out who Banksy is, like, oh, he's there, look, yeah, we'll watch him at a gig. Yeah. I think Banksy won't exist anymore.
No, we'll fuck
as soon as you find out who Banksy is, Banksy will. Stop existing.
Yeah, that'll fuck
it off. That's the only reason
shame.
That I don't like to know these things.
Well, yeah. Things come to an end now. Don't worry about it, Banksy / Robert.
Yeah,
you're all right. Yeah. What else did we talk? What else did I want to talk about? Stormzy. Mm. He had a good night at BET, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know how he done it.
International Mail.
International Mail.
Is that what
do you know?
Happened,
I saw that today. I read that. Do you think? Do you know when we're watching like Brits and someone wins International Mail?
Yeah.
You're a bit like, I don't fucking care. Yeah. He's not going to be here. Yeah. I don't care. I don't really know who this guy is. Unless it's Beyonce and it's Beyonce's nominated. She's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't got to be there to win.
Yeah.
But then I'm just thinking of like all these American rappers who you could name a million of are sat in this one room.
Yeah.
Do you think Lil Yachty knows or cares about Stormzy?
Well, he better.
I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm just
Chance was on the... on the nominations for best newcomer, and he obviously was going to win. But
yeah.
The names he was there with. This is Chance the Rapper, who's like had a phenomenal 2 years.
Yeah.
Really, like is he a newcomer? I think they judge it off of album, and he's always put it as mixtape. But then doesn't that make Young Thug a newcomer?
I'd have no idea. You have to consult BET's backroom staff.
These awards things.
Yeah, it's. a weird one.
And I don't really know what I feel about award ceremonies, personally.
I know.
But then I feel like the only ones that can really be trusted, Ivan Avello can be trusted. I feel like Mercury's can be trusted.
Yeah.
Or everything else just feels like, oh, right, so it's this label's.
Yeah. Anywhere where.
And it feels like it's a lot based on sales. Which I mean, yeah, sales are a good thing, and you know what I mean? But it's not necessarily success, is it?
The sponsors are the real winners here, guys. There you go, that's it. Yeah. Let's be honest.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, shit, good comment. Any more news?
There's more, but they're barely news. Yeah, they can just come up and we can just chat about them later on if we run out of steam.
All right.
I think we should probably play a tune though because people are probably sick of it.
I feel like we should do a radio show. Should start it sometime.
Should we play a tune? Right,
go on then. What do you want to play?
Just gonna make sure I press the right thing.
It's all loaded up already. Sure.
I know. Yeah, but it's a complicated system.
But don't play Paul's tune because
no, I know
Paul's gonna be here.
We'll play Bugsy Malone through the night.
Play Manchester.
Manny on the map.
Yo. Watch this, it's looking like war, looking like beef. Tell them I'm lurking, nigga, don't sleep. I'll ride into your village on horseback, 5,000 soldiers in my fleet. But it's looking like war, looking like beef. And they've had nothing but invisible beef. They can bring Zeus, cause I'm like Ares. I'm a warlord, but I've never been Greek. Now it's looking like war, looking like beef. Looking like you coming up against me. Looking like Bugs in Malone's top three. And set man are getting too old to compete. Set man are getting too old for this grime. So now I'm on a way too old for these beats. When the album drops, everybody stopped listening to his album after 1 week. Now you're looking confused, looking at me. You sing now, but you didn't sing last week. Or you wanna make a track for the girl them, cause the girl them love Beauty and the Beast. This one's a robbery with no ballet and gloves. Man, know I got a barefaced cheek. I'm not from London, but when I go London, man, know I got an army behind me. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Have a little bit of love, they might make it true. What did he wanna do next? This one's simple, it's not complex. Man, don't start showing me some respect, then I'm gonna start putting guillotines on next. It's not that deep, it's not the Loch Ness, but I start taking trucks like George Best. Man, try cooking up something for me when I'm Gordon Ramsay and Erdos the chef. Gogglebox, everybody looking at me. MC's blinking like it can't be. How can a guy from out of town come to town and fuck up the whole grime scene? How much money does he make per show? And how much did he make from the EP? Wait, and all that from his own label? Man, must have way more money than me.
Damn right!
How did he get that car?
Life.
How did he come so far?
Life.
How did he go from selling drugs, signing on, to becoming a star? I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio. Forget about trophies, I just wanna know. Have you ever counted £500,000 out in £20 notes? No, cause I've never been standard. You can get lost out here, get stranded. Anybody coming to the north trying to fuck with a king on a boat, the ship can get anchored.
Yeah.
All hands on deck, cause I don't take kindly to idle threats. These MCs are some overnight MCs, and that's why they want me dead.
With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. With a little bit of love, they might make it through.
More money, more life. 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 I don't fuck with none of these guys. It's groggy season, ruckus after ruckus. Most of these MCs are just muckers. Them man say I'm lucky. Like said he don't know bar for bar that I'm mucky. I'll make a dark skinned MC crumble just like a double chocolate chip cookie. I'm King Kong. I make a light skinned MC sound like a newborn pup. They can team up, they can round the whole scene up. It's not gonna make a difference, I'm G'd up. Them man are pissed off cause he got shows, but right now they're performing for peanuts. What kind of MC looks at the DJ, reaches out for the decks to get wheel ups? You're not an MC, you're just a copycat, it won't last, but.
With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through.
Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. Tanani, tanani, tana, tanani, tingo, oi. With a little bit of love, they might make it through. I love with the rinsing, I love with the rinsing.
kind of thing.
Intro time. Intro.
What intro?
You do the intro to the people in the room.
Okay. What are we doing? Are we doing like a double interview?
Yeah, double interview. DP.
Yeah.
DP.
We've got Artan in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Zup, zup. And we've got Paul Stefan.
Zup, 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 zup.
And I say names right.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know some people are going to be calling you Paul Stephen.
And how many times do you get that?
Shout out, obviously, obviously, you boy toddler tea and that.
Are you Stephen?
Oh, yeah, did he Stephen it up?
Obviously, lucky enough, I said the name in the intro, innit? So he's like, oh, could you correct
me? Oh, no, I did it.
You heard that,
yeah.
To be fair, I think we thought it was Stephen, didn't we? And then when you came down to the studio that time and you like said it in the bars, we were like,
that's the best thing, intro, like Craig David.
Yeah.
You never get Craig David's name.
Stephen.
Yeah. That's true, you know.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah, you can never get that.
No one gets Craig David names wrong.
That's true, that's a shout.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so how's it going? I don't know whether to. It's like, I feel like I'm talking to a duo.
Both great.
Yeah, we're
just great. We made each other like 5 minutes ago. We got yourself our tan. You got yourself a.
So, anyway,
let's pick a starting
point. Where are you from?
I am from.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, well, as you said, my name is not Paul Stephen. My name is Paul Stefan. From Thamesmead.
Because I've seen a couple of people get that wrong and you're not happy about that either, so I'm not trying to get no wrong.
You're right, man. You're right, Paul Stefan, I do come from a little town.
Little town? It's London, mate. You're from
Thamesmead. I'll say
you've got Sheffield people here. That's a little
town. Thamesmead is probably bigger than Sheffield.
You reckon?
No, I don't know.
Nah. You've got a stadium, bro.
Yeah.
At least.
Got a couple stadiums.
I've got a chip shop for my bits. But
I bet you've got an all night fruit shop.
Yeah, I bet on Endio Road you can get an orange.
I've got my sister's shop. I've heard about fruit shops.
Can you get an orange everywhere?
I was thinking about it again on walk down here and I seen the biggest watermelon again. I'm going to walk down. I was going to just buy it. And just be like, told you.
Yeah.
The size of this thing.
No, in terms of catering services, I wouldn't say it's the best, man.
Services.
No 24-hour service in Thamesmead. Yeah, man.
I can relate to that.
Artan, what have you got? You got any oranges on your road?
Mate, any oranges? I've got a hell of oranges.
You got any tomatoes?
Green, we got everything. Yeah, we got literally everything.
At 4 a.m., you're like, oh, I just need some citrusy.
Can't
wake up. In bed. Oh, you know what?
No, that watermelon.
Just need a kiwi right now. Why can I get a kiwi right now? Oh, wait. Just shout it out a window so I'll throw one through your window.
Anybody? No, but we've got hella. Wood Green is mad multicultural, I guess London is, to be fair. So that's quite a vague statement.
That's alright, yeah.
I like to say Thamesmead multicultural as well,
go on, get it in there.
Go on, big on Thamesmead.
You've got Thamesmead
as well.
Yeah,
just thought I'd squeeze it in as well.
Just out of court.
Good morale stuff, yeah, right? Good people.
Good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes.
There you go. Go on, Jamie. Get into your list of topics that you've got.
Fubar Radio.
Jamie's written some topics.
I have. I've written a couple of things I'd like to know.
Oh, that person's. Have you got a screen in front of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's it saying?
Is this. Well.
Someone's written something in. Emailed.
Ben from North London.
Go on, Ben.
Oh, go on, Ben.
What's Ben saying? Yes, guys, welcome back. What do you think about grime on vinyl?
Sick.
Sick.
That's yet to happen, isn't it?
I would love for more grime projects to be dropped on wax. I think they probably are now more than ever.
Yeah, well,
maybe not more than ever, but
yeah. Isn't vinyl up like 100? I've read it off like a tweet, so don't quote me. But I've heard it's up like 190% or more than that or something
what,
like that.
Urban
sales of like I don't know. Like,
Urban
I don't know
Outfitters
how.
Have like brought it back, haven't they?
Is that what
you
it is
know
now?
You know what I bought?
If you can
a vinyl
buy a Stussy t-shirt and there's a vinyl next to it, you're probably thinking, I need this.
Yeah.
But do you know
I
what?
I need this and this.
I bought a vinyl from Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's are selling vinyl.
Shock.
Mad. Sainsbury's are selling.
Yeah.
You want to be specific? What record did you buy?
I can't remember. It was Bob Marley Legend.
Oh, why?
Sainsbury's.
You know, selling vinyls.
Yeah. Everyone's on it.
I've always thought about like.
I think what it is, I think, yeah, again, I think it's a sort of like a fashion.
It is a lot of it, but then, yeah, but it's vinyl only nights and everything vinyl, now. Like, whole, yeah, yeah, people
whole collection,
into it.
You know.
I think 70% of people haven't got a record player.
It's all a bit long.
It's not much for that. I think it's for the gram, like,
yeah. It's good at home and it's good, like, in a certain type of vibey environment, but sometimes you just want to listen to something quickly in car.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't actually have a vinyl player or any vinyl
I have
records,
yours, but I've never plugged it in. Yeah, I need to give you that back.
It looks good. It does look good. Like, it looks like, right, you know your music.
That's what I'm saying. It has got a sound.
We spoke before about maybe
Shit's idea, yeah.
Like, sending stuff that we've done, like masters, off to get printed to vinyl just to record it back in, just so it sounds a bit vinyl-y.
Yeah.
But we never did.
No. Have you ever done anything on vinyl, Paul?
Actually, earlier on this year, my mate Kwame's house, actually, he's a producer himself. Yeah, he's playing some George Michael. It was the time when he passed away, so.
Have you ever done any of your music on vinyl yet?
Was that?
Have you got any of your music on vinyl yet?
No, that's still to come, hopefully.
I mean, no rush, is it?
No rush, indeed, man.
Look nice on mantelpiece, but.
I've been to a vinyl only rave.
Like, yeah, they're popping up quite a bit.
Mate, that was wavy. We got Control Sound. Yeah, I did a set on there of vinyl, and yeah, I was like, oh, do you reckon you could play this beat? And then I kind of just made myself look like an idiot. I was doing grime, I'm getting gassed, and yeah, I was just like, oh, can you literally, I've got this on my phone, I've got my email here. And then they're like, yes, vinyl only now. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Bad times, one of those.
No one can hold a mobile phone up to you if you're DJing an all vinyl set, though.
No, it's true.
That's a good idea.
If you do, you're like, I'm resurrected from the 60s.
It has become trendy though.
Yeah,
I'm starting to see a lot of it on my explore page now, like vinyl collections and
It's a vibe and it's something.
Yeah, I think I must have seen like four Mobb Deep vinyls like on my explore page,
especially this week.
Lofty, tragic. Yeah, man.
Go on, Jamie. What questions you got? Have you lost her?
They're really like the basic shit that you don't want to talk about.
I'll tell you what, fire through every one and then just a quick answer for both of you.
Don't have to be quick if you've got a thing.
We've got a buzzer.
Right, we'll start with you. We'll switch it. We'll switch it. They're going to be mad random, so it's going to be shit. The story. Why music?
Oh shit.
Ooh,
I'm deep. Just getting ready for that.
Deep. Okay.
I'm getting ready for when my hair goes white and I have to for that like Paxman run.
Why music? Well,
waste your time.
Why?
Like the rest of us. That sounds like a diss.
Gunshot rhythm. Artan.
Why music? No, well, I just mean it's hard, isn't it?
It is hard, man. It is hard. Like,
it's tough.
Like, for me, I've moved around. Like, I've moved like 7 times with throughout like London, throughout Essex in the last like 10 years. So like the only real thing, like that used to be my I used to beatbox. I used to be a beatboxer.
Someone told me this actually the other day.
That literally was just my thing. So like, every time I moved to a new school, it was kind of like raw. Like I'm like the smallest kid here, and I'm thinking, how am I going to imprint my what am I doing on my phone? Like, what am I known for? Am I just known for being that like the small kid? And then it kind of just become my thing, like to always be like the little beatbox kid or whatever. So then I started doing that, and then you know what? After sixth form, it was just like, cool, you can work and do your thing, which I'm doing now. Like, yeah, cool, I'm working, but like, what am I doing outside of those hours?
Yeah,
like, and it was just really for me, like, you know what, you like, you've used your voice to make sounds, like beatboxing wise, you might as well use your voice to sing or write. Like, I've always been a fan of music, a consumer, so I thought, why don't I flip it?
And yeah, sick. And I think it's good. You've obviously got like same question.
Well,
I feel like I'm on blind date.
So cliche, obviously.
Same question, number two.
Why music for me? My dad, obviously, a bit cliche, but he was that
music guy.
Music guy, you know, he was a guitarist and a DJ.
Sick.
So I grew up in music all my life, and despite me having other like, sort of aspirations, I always had an idea of me doing music one day. So and I always used to like, just, you know, I can't remember the first time I wrote a lyric, probably like when I was like 5.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you remember what that was?
What the first bar?
Oh yeah, I do, but I don't remember fully. Yeah.
Remember the first bar? But Artan's gonna beatbox. So you can do your first bar.
Womp womp. You man just quit the tomfoolery. That was the first line. Tom, you man just quit the tomfoolery.
It's one line. Shut down.
Tomfoolery. Yeah, I thought I was really smart when I said that. I just wanted to come at you all like.
Yeah, picking them good words.
Yeah, picking them good words. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tomfoolery.
Just repeating that one line 8 times. Yeah. 8 bar. Yeah, sick.
It was like just the bar, like, chat,
you're really good though. That
like,
sounded nice, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, yeah, man. I don't know it no more.
Do you know Faithless FX?
I do, yeah. I don't know him, but. I know him.
Man.
He's boss, man. Absolute boss. You know what? Just on that note, Faithless FX, he's gone under a new name and he's singing now and he is absolutely insane.
A what?
Jesse Elvis.
I think that's it.
That's Jesse Elvis.
We heard it first.
Unbelievable.
That's
big fan.
Yeah, good singer.
Yeah, man.
Good beatboxer.
Cool guy. Where are we next?
So, just question two.
I'm just wondering.
That's how it goes, really.
We had one fucking question.
That's on the 40 really dark.
Some shades. It's an 8-hour show.
Getting my phone light out. So, what's been like your favourite moment as a music
so
mogul?
So it's far for me, like
question,
question
number two.
Yeah.
Question number two for you.
My favourite moment is as evil.
When was you feeling good? When was you like, yeah?
Okay, last time I felt good was when a young guy said I was his inspiration.
Sick.
But before that, I would say probably like the best moment was when my favourite MC, like JME, like sort of shared my video and he said, "This is sick." He said, "Man, that like Paul."
Big.
Like, if JME, if you're hearing this by any chance, just.
Man, like Jay.
I would like to say thank you, JME.
Yeah.
Smashed
legend.
It at Glastonbury. It. Killed it. But shout out, boy, I know. But yeah, I think that's got to be like my. Yeah, like my proudest moment.
Sick.
Moment.
Sick.
I always said that.
Yeah, that's a good moment. Yeah.
JME's my, you know.
So. Definitely. He's
what about you, isn't it? Have you had anything that's made you feel good? Have you ever thought
it's
been good?
I think probably, you know what, yesterday, bro. Like,
that's good.
I've been getting, like, the last. I've been going ham this last 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like yesterday I got played on BBC Asian Network. That's like my first proper like big thing. So I was just
big
like, big up DJ Limelight. Yeah, man, that was just sick just to hit. Like, because obviously, just going from someone that's like, I'm just watching people do it. Like, I've literally just watched people like get on radio and just get big. And like, it's just like, I genuinely didn't think like, oh, okay, cool. Like, when is people going to start taking me seriously? And it seems like now people are starting to take me a bit seriously.
It's a nice feeling when people take you seriously as an artist.
Not just somebody who's trying to be an artist. I'm not trying to be an artist. I am an artist. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's breaking that barrier of just like, he's not trying anymore. Oh, he's actually. And sometimes you do need a little cosign off people like that, just for your even people around you to start taking you seriously as well. Like, so
true, man.
Yeah, man.
But I think like definitely like the response to your stuff seems to have been really good. Which I think is good. Both of you, like, I don't know. There's a reason.
I thought you left me out.
There's always a lot of
positivity going about. Yeah. Like, you roll with Coco quite a bit.
Yeah,
he's out there doing stuff.
Yeah, and, that's how I came across your music.
Paul's constantly getting I see these tweets and these screenshots, and it's like, this guy's the next big thing. get ready. Remember the name. Remember it properly.
Yeah. You'll be locked.
I've seen it. No, it's sick. It's sick. That's what we want to do. It's all about these young people doing well and moving up and progressing. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Plus, if you do sick now and you were on our show, that makes us look good.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So you both better do sick now.
Yes. No doubt.
All right, I've got another question.
Is that question three?
I think that's the ambulance.
Yeah, it's all right.
My back.
So tell us something about yourself away from music. Like, what? I don't know really. I ain't got a specific question, but it's like
an interview now.
Something that like that people wouldn't necessarily expect. What? There must be something else you do. What do you like? Have you got like a
fashion?
Secret cartoon?
You're a fashion guy. Sure.
No, well that's clear, isn't it? He likes his clothes.
Well, man. Yeah,
for saying the swag's on point.
That's part of the reason you like probably stood out to us initially when I was first like. we should link up with him just because like it felt against the
grain.
There's
not many people walking around here with skiing goggles on.
Yeah, yeah, no, that, I know. Yeah, that's sick. I've always been a colours guy. I think he represents my character and who I am. You know, I think anyone's sort of fashion represents themselves. You know,
it's important. It's
you're definitely painting a picture.
Representation, yeah, no doubt.
It's an expression of who you are. Exactly. It like draws. Exactly. It keeps the people away from you. Mm-hmm. You probably don't want to be chilling with. And it keeps the people coming to you, like attracted that kind of thing. It is important.
Like
that,
yeah, no doubt.
It's massively that's important.
True. Sorry, I kind of took you off the question.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so what was the question? Just something left about yourself, some weird interest you've got. Like, that you love making fucking Marmite and jelly sandwiches.
I don't think I've had Marmite before. I've had crisp, though. Like, I've had...
You've had crisp?
Yeah,
had
Marmite flavour. Marmite crisp. Marmite flavour.
Never had Marmite, but I've definitely had
you were a mad guy.
That was a siren effect. Damn,
yeah, that's about it.
Crisp.
Paul's had crisps, everybody. We're good. Yes. Artan, you ever had crisps?
I think so. Yeah.
About 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I could do with some crisps.
But I couldn't get any fruit.
I maybe came out wrong, but yeah, like, obviously, in terms of Marmite, I had like crisp versions of Marmite. So, just to answer your question.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. What's something weird about you?
Weird.
It must be something weird about you.
It's. Well, to be
he's
honest,
he's not going to answer it for you. Don't look.
A lot of people have said to me, "I am weird." I think that's just based on like the way I act in it.
Yeah, you got to embrace sometimes. That shit.
But in terms of like specific facts, like, I would say, I don't know what's weird about me.
Is there anything that you like secretly, like Love Island or something?
Do you know what?
So many people.
Let's just say, if Love Island was to be on my,
if
it happens to be on, like, if it happens to be on my screen, I won't like change the channel in it. I won't.
Do you go looking for it at that time?
I don't look for it. It just happens to be just my channel. I've got a sister and a mum in it that watches it, so...
Yeah, so you know what time it's on. You know where it's on.
You know what time it is every day.
If you happen to stroll in at that time, then, you know, let me know what's happening.
Yeah. Other than that,
struggling, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's all right. So what about you? Yeah, you've had time to think now.
Yeah, my time's up, man.
You best hit me with, like, ice cream flavoured noodles or something.
Nah, I'll tell you what, actually, a weird fact that if you don't know me, you won't know. I used to play table tennis for England.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's a sick. That is a sick one.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. How much do you know? I know you well enough to know how much you want to play him at table tennis.
But, if there was a table here, I'd play you now. But
do you know what? Let me.
I don't know. I feel a bit.
On that note, I swear to God. When I play at like a house, someone will have like a table. Yeah. They're like, oh, I used to play for England. Go on, play him. Because it's not got the right bat. I know it sounds bad, but if you don't have the right bat, if you actually don't have like the professional bat, like, or at least somewhat, then I can't play properly.
And the straps and the knee pads and the helmet.
Is that the hole? Is it like a two-finger hole?
No, my dad used to play like this, like with a proper, you know, pen. It's called pen hold grip. So you hold it like a pen. I haven't got a bat. Just in case. But yeah, man, that's my...
That's your secret. Oh,
that's a sick one.
What about you?
What weird thing about me?
Yeah. That people might not really know. It is quite hard on the spot. I'm trying to.
I've got one. I used to steal pigeons. Yes.
How'd you get into that?
Have you been waiting for this?
You've been waiting for this.
Yes. I feel like I've been waiting all my life to say that.
Elaborate on that.
All right. So me and my friend Luke, when we were about 11 or 12, maybe like 10, 11, 12, we get bus into town. Mm. And we go to where all pigeons were. We had some bird seed, and then we'd look out for the ones that had a ring round their ankle because they were flying pigeons. So you could sell them. You see?
I see.
So we used to throw loads of seed down, and then one come near, you had to grab it real quick, and you put it down your coat.
What?
Under your sleeve.
Wow.
And then it would just go to sleep. It'd just be warm and cozy, so it'd just go to sleep. So we'd get two each, fill his coats up like magicians, get back on bus, go to his house, let him out in his outhouse, feed him. And then after they've been in there for a bit, you could feed them, and then you'd let them out, and they know where they're fed to. They go and fly and come back, and then you could sell them. But we never actually kept them long enough to sell them.
So it just flew away and then come back.
But is that not?
That must have been fun,
that's hustle. That's 11-year-old hustle.
That is actually 11-year-old hustle. That is. that's a mad idea to think of. I can't lie. Like,
Jamie. Yeah,
you've got to be better.
Sorry, out of curiosity, did you actually do that in to think? Yeah, this is a hostel. Or did you just steal the pigeon originally?
We just stole them because they had rings around their ankles and they were flying pigeons. They were like racing ones, but then we thought, oh, we could sell these. But then they'd be gone after a couple of days.
Mad.
Also, I've got some wings tattooed on my wrist.
I see.
But that isn't why. It's not like, oh, see, this reminds me of my pigeon stealing.
The one that got away.
It was never really like that. Yeah. Weird thing about yourself.
Weird thing.
It's got a maybe house,
man.
I'm known for just that passive comment.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm going to say you should do the. But I saw someone else say it over there. The locking the door noise.
Oh yeah, that one's quite weird.
I've seen someone else say that they do that exact same thing.
I used to have a studio like rehearsal room on the come up in Donny, Doncaster, okay. Northern England, and
Doncaster.
When I was leaving, and I had to shut the fire door, and I didn't want to leave the fire door open because it was in like crackhead central.
Yeah.
So every time I would shut it, I would do something just mental on my own, like. I might scream. I did a ninja roll once. So I shut it. Because there was one time I drove home, nearly at home, and I thought, I didn't shut the fire door. I drove back and I did. Yeah. So I thought, I need to not make this confusion happen.
So I shut it.
And I just, and then if I think, did I shut the fire door? I'm like, oh yeah, I did the ninja roll because.
You're gonna make me start doing that now.
Yeah, like when you never shut the door. Yeah, I remember making a noise like a pigeon. They just stuck
pigeon
on my mind.
Pigeon Nicholson.
Like a parrot. Let's say.
Okay.
Make a noise like a parrot and you just remember you've done things.
You're going to make me start doing such. I'm going to shut my door and start going.
We've got an email. Before we play this one song, we've got one more question. We've got a guy called Nick Pope on the phone in like a Skype and is in a bit and he's like, he's a UFO guy.
Okay.
Yeah, a real UFO guy.
We're like space people.
We love it. Maybe that's a weird thing about us, but we love space and all that shit.
Okay,
like,
my
friend's into that, yeah.
So he's going to ring up in a bit and we're going to talk about space and the Roswell incident? 1947.
You're listening to that alien that looks like.
And he's an alien.
That,
and they're like cutting it open and all that.
The fake one.
So it's all about that. Well, that's where you go. So this is what this phone calls about. But someone's emailed in, Lucas has emailed in saying, would you rather see an alien or meet your hero of all time?
After watching Independence
Day,
I'd
rather meet
my hero.
I'd
meet no alien. I'd rather meet my hero.
So go on. I'd like to see.
Are aliens for real though? Like, do you reckon?
Would you like to see one, or would you?
It's got to be.
I think.
I do believe there's like other sort
there's
of.
It might only be an ant.
Yeah.
It's not going to be some
what's,
guy.
What you've
got
to think about
us.
Is no, what's scarier to you, the fact that out of everything that exists and has ever existed, and all that space that we know of, and even the shit we don't know of, what's scarier, the fact that there's other things out there that we don't know about, or the fact that there's nothing else?
I'm all for. It comforts me knowing there's
scared?
Other
would
weirdos
be,
out there as well. Like some other something's breathing.
Paul looks scared about the whole situation.
Like that's
Paul?
Me.
I do believe there's something breathing out there as well. I do believe. I'm not sure about aliens, but I know there's something out there.
But surely if they found pebbles on Mars, then that
someone's been out there selling pebbles. Are you talking about rabbit shit?
If you find rabbit shit, that's clearly being a rabbit. I definitely think it's song time. It's definitely song time then.
Yeah, I know.
Go on. What are you going to play? Whose song are you going to play? We've got Paul's song load. We've got them both on there.
Which one do we do? We're going to play both, obviously.
Yeah, so play Paul's because he's.
But which one do you want? Do you want. Because we've got two of yours loaded. We've got So Wrong and Opposite Interest. Which one?
Ooh.
Jeez.
You know what? You tell me. What would you like?
Opposite Interest.
Opposite Interest.
Yeah,
okay. Go on then.
Let's
go.
Wait, let me just make sure that that's number one. Yeah.
All I'm thinking
is do I get another drinking? We got opposite interests, but science telling me we're linking. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently.
I'm with some
bad boys from the ends. I just played my role. You saved my soul. Cause now I ain't on road. But nowadays you're just raving. And all I wanna do is write lyrics. We're not a perfect match, but I know you're real. And it can't be us with no gimmicks. Yeah, I might stand for you. Cause I know the end to me. And I'm wanting you. Oh, I want you to sing with me. Come, let's fly, let's fly, let's fly. We'll be fine, we're fine, we're fine. We got opposite interests. Two minds, but we both think differently. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I'm thinking is, do I get another drinking? We got opposite interests. But science telling me we're linking. We got opposite interests. Two minds, but we both think differently. We got opposite interests. Two minds, but we both think differently. What are you into? Cause I can see you really into me. I got things on my mind that I really gotta tell you. Oh, I'm waiting long to blow. When it happens, I don't know. You can come with me on my journey, but you'll never know if you swerve me. You're so serious. Why are you chasing the love, girl? It's right here with us. Tell your friend it's a wave that you wanna come stay with us. So you're delirious. So I've waited long for this moment, and I'm hoping that I don't blow it. So all I'm thinking, I keep thinking, is do I get another drinking? We got opposite interests, but science telling me we're linking. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently. All I'm thinking, I keep thinking, is do I get another drinking? We got opposite interests, but science telling me we're linking. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently. We got opposite interests. Two minds will be both think differently. Yeah, 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 yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents Harriet Rose with Nozza. Joining me right now is Mr. Lethal Bizzle.
Yo, what's up? I've always kind of been vocal. Like, I call them David Cameron a donut. You need to create new conversations all the time. It's always about spreading the energies. That's one thing Wiley's taught me. As much as you might be the guy, the scene can't be one person. People like myself, JME, Skepta, Wiley, we're our own politicians. We've got fans. We've got like a party. The powers that be, they need to start taking us seriously and knowing that our influence is as impactful, if not even more, than theirs.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nozza
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
boom,
Harriet,
mad
bastard that is Harriet.
Yeah,
she's a. We should get her in.
Oh, sorry, Abby's here.
Abby, how mad's Harriet?
Mad.
Yeah, mad. Mad as a box of tigers.
Maybe.
Anyway, where were we?
Yeah, yeah.
Music. Oh yeah, we could talk about music.
Oh yeah, that stuff.
What you got? We got any more questions, Jim? Any good questions?
Good questions.
Oh, what's that say on screen now? On a fashion note,
why do so many rappers wear masks?
Not good question.
Though. That is a good, that's a very good.
That's a good question.
Julian, where? Beham? Is that Birmingham or is that a different place?
Is that it's a thing now, isn't it? It's a bit of a thing now.
It's more, I feel like it's more drill rappers, but do you know what? I'd like to. Well, not like, I'm not going to do it. Just to clarify, but like, someone could just literally be like, "All right, cool. Well, I'm just going to copy that guy's name, wear a mask, upload it to LinkUp, and
What
are you going to do?
Just change the
starting with a picture. It's a whole no face, no case sort of regime.
You know, the only person I can really get with. Oh no,
Danger Mouse.
I was going to say that.
Danger Mouse. No, I was going to say Cassie's dad is probably the only one. Yeah, yeah, for me, they can get away with it.
Yeah, I reckon as well.
You'd speak to your mate, you for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
LD does it as well.
He's one of the first.
Yeah, that's because he's actually got something. No, but what's different though? He's actually got something to look. He's not just covering his face.
No,
it's a little bit different. At least he's got a character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a
whole thing. It's like, because there's an answer to the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why are you doing that? And he's like, because I'm stepping in for a friend who's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
But some of these other ones, I feel like you're going to say to him, why you've got a mask? And he's going to go, it's because my bars are shit. And I don't want people to know it's me. That's why. I feel like you don't need a mask. I get it. Bandanas, whatever. Yeah, but
it's been happening.
I think it's the new bandana.
I've seen a guy over there on something, Link Up or something.
Yeah.
And he's got like a bandana on his head and another bandana just wrapped around his nose.
Like, how many years have people been talking crud for? And now you're starting to put it on. It's like, I get it. But it's just
every genre throughout time. There's been bits of that.
Start peer pressure, man.
Daft Punk, Slipknot,
Insane Clown Posse.
No, but theirs was a mask. Theirs is a mask. Like, I feel like theirs is a
character,
is an actual
real
character.
Mask,
it's not like you're just covering.
Like you go into.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like around like Halloween time, you're like, oh, nip into the spa.
Yeah,
they've got a good.
And wait for a rapper to just pixelate their own face in their own videos. I don't wear a mask. Just
pixel. I think it's happened. I think Cass has done that. I'm sure Cass has done
that. Yeah, but I mean, just like.
Yeah, he's sick though.
That could be your thing. That could be it.
Well, if you see a big ginger. You see a big ginger pixel. Then I have started my rap career. That's all you need to know. Oh, God. So, what have you been up to? You got any projects? You got some projects at? Paul?
Yeah, well, I'm working on one.
What you're working on?
It's called This Is Me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's
is
me.
It fully you?
It's just me. I reckon I just feel like I've come to a stage where I just want to just like, it's almost like seeking closure. I just want to show people who I am in it, like in terms of me as a person,
visually as well. I imagine
my sort of genres. Do you know what I mean? I like to do sick. Rather than just the whole grime thing.
Yeah,
of course, little hip hop. I just want to show them as a whole.
Yeah,
and just
because you got a couple guys you roll with in it. Was it Nicky?
Oh yeah, Nicky Quincy, the SMF, the SMF boys, collective,
yeah, got to get that in.
Tell you, definitely, yeah, man. So,
it seems like when I see you and your friends, it seems like a movement of friends. Yeah. It seems like, oh, I rap and this guy raps, so let's just hang out.
Yeah.
It's like,
if
you weren't rapping and you weren't doing none of that, you'd still be doing whatever else you're doing.
Yeah, a
fashion thing or
that's
just chilling and smoking.
We all have that in common, so that's what I think that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Together in terms of like,
and they're from the same area.
Yeah, same area. Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's good when it's organic.
Yeah, exactly.
So when's that going to come out?
I would say
don't nail on a release date. You know,
give us
a 3-month window.
Yeah, I'll probably look to bring out that next month. July, definitely. Yeah, it's quick.
Sick. Summertime.
Some videos and stuff like that. You know,
sick. I was doing the beats on there. You done some? You doing a production?
No, I'm not doing a production. I'm working with some producers though. Shout out Stacks from Hounslow, produced like my tunes like Spin Man Off and Charged. I'm working with some guy called Wanderlust. He's good. And more or less, I'm still working on some production right now. Finish the touches and that. But I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to this project, man.
Sick.
I think it's a different sound for me, obviously. And
man, you have to send it in when it's done.
No,
get some played on
doubt.
Here and stuff. Yeah. R10, what you got? You got some?
Yeah, man. I got a project that I dropped like 3-4 weeks ago now. That's what Opposite Interest is on. It's called Breaking Stereotypes, so that's on Apple Music,
Spotify.
So this
is part of the PA campaign.
This is part of the campaign.
Paul's on an early campaign.
Paul's on like
a month-long campaign for this now. He's just started. Artan's finishing his campaign.
I'm finishing off, mate. Yeah, man. But that's been out for 4 weeks. To be honest with you, that EP was mainly... Because it's my first project, I just wanted to get something out, and I wasn't like a lot of the songs I actually recorded last year, but I just wanted to like, if you listen to it and if you actually go through all the songs, they're all completely different. Like they're recorded in different studios, mixed, some are mixed by different people.
Yeah,
and that,
the
and
thing is though, you've got to get that shit out, man. And there's too many people that sit on music, and it's cool to sit on music, but not when you're not putting shit out.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like as long as it's above a certain par, like I don't think. Anyone who's trying to burst through
unless you've got a real solid idea for like a project that you want to spend a year on or whatever, I think you just got to be banging them out.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It for me, it's more for my portfolio for like 100%. A year's time. Like, for, it's like when I've got a lot more supporters in a year's time, they'll look back and go, "Raw, like that's his first thing that he released." Like, oh, okay, he's got better since then.
Yeah, progression.
And, but it's still good. Like, it's just I know that it's inevitable. I will improve like from the amount of time that I spend on my music. So it's I just wanted to get something out there and. So yeah, man, set some
foundations. Sounds like you're thinking about the right things anyway.
Yeah, definitely some longevity thoughts. Is that a thing?
Might we approach it
is now. Somewhere around there.
Long thoughts.
Longevity thoughts.
Longevity thoughts.
Thoughts of longevity.
Yeah, maybe that's something.
Yeah. Any more news? You got some news parts here. Do you want to get on any of them now?
I don't know.
We shouldn't, you know what though? Grime had a bit of a. They're saying it was the year of grime at Glastonbury, which I don't really agree with, but there was some very. I think it's unfair to say.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair to say. It was the year of grime. I think grime's doing well. It's it's kind of where it should be. Yeah. I don't think it's the year of grime.
I think it's definitely shows how powerful the whole thing is now. Because if you think back to when Jay-Z headlined and like there was a bit of fuss. Do you know what I mean? From people were like, "Oh, it's not that kind of." Yeah, exactly.
There's no place for hip hop.
There's no place exactly. And now it's like, where's the fucking guitars, mate?
And now Liam's having his photo took with Wiley.
I know.
That's
what
you gotta remember. That's a big twist.
Yeah. Getting interviewed by Mr. Jam.
So we've got like Wiley played Glastonbury, BBK headlined, Kano headlined the stage.
Kojo.
Dizzy was there as well. He said he wanted to headline. He was like, "Look, I want to be like the guy. Like, I want to be the main like headline." Because he's not. I don't think he's been on the main stage, but he's not been headlining the event. And that's something that he was saying. I heard him say about it the other day. I think.
Yeah, I watched a bit of his set as well. I thought it was. Good. Yeah, he's got a new album coming. I'm quite looking forward to just hearing what he's going to do now.
I heard one of them. I think it got played on radio. I can't remember how recently, but
we've got one to play in a bit. I think actually
Stars one.
Space.
So brought that as an intro for Nick when the UFO guy comes. trying to line it up. Jamie's idea. I'll let Jamie take credit for that one.
Give me all the credit. I want all the credit.
Go on then. What else? So yeah, Glastonbury. Grime, Katy Perry. What does they say about new Katy Perry? New hairdo. That's Paul.
Yeah.
He's the fashion guy. Paul's the fashion guy.
She switched it up, man.
What's wrong with her? I ain't seen her hair. I've just seen a little picture of her hugging Stormzy.
She switched it up, man.
She's switched the whole vibe up. The Katy Perry vibe.
I ain't seen it. To be honest. I just see a tweet she wrote.
Just keep your eye out for that.
Give us a text when you've seen her.
Give us a text and we'll not ever speak.
Any Glastonbury stories? You ever been to Glastonbury?
No, I ain't been, you know.
Artan?
I've never been.
I've been to Glastonbury.
How was it?
It was good.
Good,
big, lot of walking.
Especially if it rains.
Well, it's a big festival.
Have you ever been to any festivals?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've not been to
a couple. Only a couple. I've been to like Global Gathering. If you know Global Gathering,
yeah.
That's more of a ravey kind of one.
Yeah. Oh, see, look, there's a rare. Look at that.
Jeez.
Okay. It's. Interesting.
I mean, it's something I ain't seen before.
And she's like moving about different now. She's like, I don't even know. There was that video where she was dancing to maybe it was Bad and Bougie that she was dancing to.
She was on drugs.
Miley went through that phase at one point.
Yeah, she did.
Crazy. Miley's switched back round again, hasn't she?
I can see the attitude and the look. She's looking a bit hypocrisy, isn't it? I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, Miley did it. Miley came in, took a couple mil and left.
Yeah, I see. Cultural appropriation.
Well, you said it. Yeah. A couple mil.
Well, she did, didn't she? But now she's grown her hair again, and she's not. She's put a fucking tongue away for 2 minutes. Tongues away and acoustic guitars back out.
Yeah.
But I guess that's Glastonbury stories. I feel like that was a segment on the show.
Glastonbury stories. Yeah.
Go on then. What else? Have you got anything else, or do you want to play something?
I don't know. Do you think it feels like playing something?
Go on then. Yeah.
Did I just say something in my ear hole?
What's that say?
Wait.
We got to read it, Jamie. People are listening.
I know, but I'm really bad at that. Actually, I do. I could never do.
What do you think
TV?
About Storms playing gigs? I think they mean Storms, eh? gigs in capitals.
What?
Summertime.
What do you think about
Summertime? Yeah, Summertime Ball. Yeah, it was Little Mix.
Duet with Little Mix. I think the duet with Little Mix is awful, if I'm honest.
Do you know what?
I ain't heard it.
But big up for doing it.
Yeah.
I can see what you're doing, but I don't want him to turn into that character.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I don't want him to turn into that guy.
Like the chipmunk that blew, like that kind of.
Yeah, but I don't. Do you know what I think? Oh, wait, sorry. He said, you know, Chipmunk did a song with Blue. I was like, whoa.
No, I think it's a different time, though. I just think, like, back when it was, when there was the initial grime boom and everyone got signed to major labels, yeah, and major labels tried to make everyone sound like Tiny Temper and put everyone in studio with Labyrinth, which is not a bad thing, but yeah, that's what it was for a bit, wasn't it? And that kind of lost a bit of credibility. I think now Storms is not really sacrificing creative, like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like he's going in there and, like,
I feel it's more just PR. I think it's just,
yeah, I just think he's trying to, but he's trying to grow,
you know what, as well, like, I don't feel mad at people that are like, yeah, you want to pay me this much to do that, fuck it, I'll do it.
I'd fucking do
it.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's, yeah, trust me, that's your job, man. Your job, music.
Yeah, so, if you can do that once and make loads of money and then do the shit that you want to do,
yeah,
and as long as you can take that 3 days worth of people that do know with their days going, oh, you fucking sold out.
Yeah, 10 years ago, people would say you were a sellout if you had a song on an advert.
Yeah, but
now every artist, 10 years ago, it was a completely different thing. Yeah. Now,
it's more, it's just, if it's good music, it's good music.
That's what,
like,
it is.
That's at the end of the day, like, because that's what, like,
that's what it is.
See, my project, for like Breaking Stereotypes, I'm trying to enter, like, because I already get it. Like, I started on grime. Well, I only did like a freestyle on grime.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I jumped to like singing.
Yeah.
And then I've already had people that are like, oh, rah, like, nah, you should just stick to grime, like, or stick to the first thing you did. But then I'm like, I've got people that have just heard the singing, they've not heard the grime, and they're like, nah, stick to the singing. Why are you now doing a
hard fundamentally extent, like, you've always got to do what
it's
you
just
do,
yeah, man. It's just, man, I don't care what BPM is. No, like, I literally couldn't care less. Like, as long as it's good music, it's,
no, man, you got to express yourself. You know what I'm saying,
definitely.
Let's play a song.
Okay, sick.
So
let's play a song.
What was that from? I don't mind Stormy playing that gig.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I think it was good seeing him. Yeah, thing up there, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Graham doesn't usually get a sort of.
When's the spaceman in?
20. Well, I don't know. About half past. But go
on. We're getting close to spaceman. So should we maybe say goodbyes?
All right, let's say
is
goodbyes.
Is it goodbye time?
All right, is it goodbye time?
Is it goodbye?
Yeah.
Play a couple of tunes.
Fuba.
I can't hear a word you're
saying. She's saying half seven. Right? If we say, we'll play this fucking Paul tune first, and then we'll say goodbye. Let's go.
Play one.
Yeah, let's play it. Just go. Is that's newish?
I thought you were telling him, this is the end of the interview, can you just go?
Yeah,
play, just go, yeah. Can you just go? Yeah. Introduce your tune.
Right now you're locked into Fubar Radio, the Sticky Blood Show, and right now you're going to hear Paul Stefan, just go.
You know what Dad's going through, original, he doesn't need parties, he doesn't need cleaning rotors, he just needs somebody he can rely on, so how about actually you just go, run away and leave us alone.
Woo! Video production, similar, yeah, and we're moving, yeah. So a guy really wanna see me go mad. Oi, move with your complex off. Go move, we can beat it. You're not bad. Nah, I don't wanna rap like them. There ain't no subs to fund their pen. Confiscating all the mics and the cameras. If it don't change, man, I do it again. Original champion, Liverpool gang. Bring a 10 speed to the world with my gang. Kadeen, you vibe, this all I ever need. But when you're here, I'll be like, nah, fam. When I'm about blood, just be sensible. Don't sleep with man, cause I'm capable. This flow will make your girlfriend scan. Can't rate myself, don't care about rank. Most people wanna spend time, what other guys think me? I want money in the bank. Tryna play my part in helping the world find truth. Don't wanna settle no more, not system or old man in a suit's gonna help me and my boys open doors. Go, go, all that do stuff, just go. Just go, 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 all that do stuff, just go. Go, go, you ain't gonna come near me, just go.
give a man hell if it diss my mum. That's who I do it for, ain't joking about. Spin man off when I speak these bars. One day I'ma eat lunch with the stars. Have my old fashioned retail store and me and my gang driving big boy cars. If you wanna doubt me, come, that's cool. None of that stuff gonna stop you, boom. Billy ain't feeling them new school dons, man. I grew up on Wolf Pack, bow for the wolves. If you wanna join me, come, let's go. We can take the back streets to the main road. Show the world what true UK looks like and told them pagans, blood, just go. Go, 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 go. All that doo-doo stuff, just go.
You have to shout out your mate, not Black Book Brown.
Yeah, shout out, yeah, not Black Book Brown, Ray Breezy. Yeah, the man of my rating you here, Raymond, you know, your photos are apparently killing it.
Yeah, it's hard, sick. So you ain't got a go yet. We've got another, is that how long?
Seven or eight minutes. I'd like to get this designer tune in maybe before.
What, that, the Muramasa one?
Yeah.
Don't tune in. I tuned in it yesterday.
Sick. I only heard it for the first time.
The scenery.
I only know the song exists because someone showed me the video.
I liked what he was wearing.
We're trying to work out how they're doing this.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely steezy, isn't it?
Yeah, very steezy.
Very steezy.
I like designer, man. His energy's a bit, you know what I mean? People are saying that he won't last, but I think he's just the character.
I think it's his energy. This is the first song I've heard since Panda that I've heard. Alright, you can, because Timmy Turner didn't really pop off as
I personally don't know.
I love the previews of Timmy Turner.
I thought
I was clicking on the snare, but he was clicking on the one beat, and then when I realised that on the track, I was like, no.
Yeah, it was in the wrong. It should have all been nudged to the left a bit. Yeah. Or the right, whatever way you want to do it. Well, it all felt a little bit weird.
You know the producer on Panda? Who was that again?
It was a guy from Manchester.
That's it. And I heard he sold it for cheap.
No, apparently he's yet to be paid for that. That's why I'm hearing as well. Like, I heard he ain't got like the right amount.
He probably ain't got the right amount. He's probably got a bit more work and a bit of clout behind his name.
Speaking of that beat, I came across that beat like 3 years ago. It was a Meek Mill Ace Hood Jamie type beat. He goes by the many. So when I heard it, I was like, wait, what, hold on. This beat, I've heard it before. Yeah, it was an old school type beat. That's I came mad. Across on YouTube. He's mad. I knew the producer before this this whole Panda thingy.
But I do like the Muramasa tune. I think it's sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I think it makes me excited to see what he's going to do next. But I don't know if it's just Muramasa who's sick.
He's good though.
He is sick.
I don't know, he's only a young lad.
I think he's like 21 years old.
I do that.
Smashed it. He did that tune with ASAP Rocky, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's done
big tune.
Done quite a bit with a few people now.
Big tune.
Yeah. I think he's like an instrumental guy.
Charlie XCX.
He did that big one that's on like adverts and stuff. And obviously ASAP Rocky did.
Yeah.
Vocal that beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good
tune. Yeah, I like him. I like him. What about Jay-Z? New album. You didn't listen to the last one. I actually think this one might be alright.
30th.
Yeah, I think it might be alright.
I think it's gonna be fire, I reckon.
Four days.
I think he's gonna not do a Magna Carta. I think he's got no idea on every. I think he's like the producer for the.
Yeah, that might be good.
And I think it's gonna be a little bit more.
Oh, what an album! Point. I never listened to Magna Carta because there was just so much gas about it.
Yeah.
I just thought I could be fucking off. The best thing about that album was how it was released.
No, yeah, the whole packaging. And he did have a couple club joints in which,
I've
like,
got Tom Ford and that. Yeah,
yeah, Tom Ford. Yeah, the whole
I'm different, me though. Like you say, you're like that. Where you kind of, if it's overhyped, you kind of off it straight away.
Whereas everything.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, if fidget spinners, I'm like. I seen one on my brother's side table, and I'm like,
it's popping off, you know. Yeah, and you said, "Great, isn't it?"
Surprised you weren't going. I thought you were coming in.
No. I was just close to getting.
If someone takes over the world, man, I'm just for me, it's just the music.
Do you know what it is? Because I get influenced too much by everyone else talking about it. So I like to Jay Huss is like I'm a massive fan of Jay Huss.
Yeah, big up Jay Huss.
But when it was dropped and everyone's going mad, I was just kind of like, I just don't want to listen to it right this second. Because like I'm just sharing some. I'm just saying whatever.
I get that.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll wait, and then I'll. I don't know why I'm like
no,
that.
I get that. I'm kind of like.
Similar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a little Wayne documentary. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, the one where he's like in Amsterdam.
And he says he doesn't listen to anybody. Well, he's probably changed now because he's
because it's
what, but himself?
He says he didn't listen to anybody but himself, so he's not influenced by anyone but himself. Which I kind of like, but I also
that's
think
boring
you,
though, man.
No. Yeah,
come on.
It's kind of boring. Ever made. I'm like, oh,
no bad.
No bad.
How long's this song though, Jamie? Because if you want to play it, we
it's
need
only
to be
2 minutes 40.
All right, Sam. We've got
so
a couple
cool
of minutes
for a
then.
Couple of minutes. Anyone got anything?
You got anyone else they want to talk about?
What else have I got on here? I've said that. No, it's all garbage. What about any of that? What about Young Thug? We've got Young Thug. Are we Young Thug fans in here?
Oh, well. Yeah, I like Young Thug. Do you know what?
He's got a new album, hasn't he?
I like Young Thug.
I'm a fucking guy, mate. I'm going to have to play that new Young Thug and Future tune at some point.
Oh, you like that tune, yeah? Yeah, that tune, I ain't deep to you, but
that melody is just.
I just got a rating for him. He does drop bangers and his confidence,
yeah, he's
you know what
sick,
I'm saying?
Man, he's
that's what you need in this game, confidence. And
yeah, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I've got to give it to him, the little Uzis and that.
Nah, fair play.
You know what I mean? And if people resonate with it, that's one thing.
And it's taken, he's like gritted through the bit where people were hating, like, what's this guy all about?
Yeah,
it's not hip hop.
Yeah,
but then, like, he's just carried through it. And
yeah.
Like, I wasn't sure at first.
I don't really listen to him personally. I don't know. Yeah. I've never really listened to him.
To
but
what,
I respect.
Young Thug?
Yeah, I respect what he.
I didn't
what
rate him.
What was the last album, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I thought that was sick. Was
I rinsed Jeffrey. I didn't like him up until Jeffrey.
Up!
Yeah, once I heard that, I was like, oh my god, this guy's sick.
Do you not listen to Russ at all? Or like
Russ is good.
Russ Black.
Oh, Russ. I thought you said Ross. No, I've never heard Russ.
Sick, mate.
He's sick.
I've heard good things about him, but I've never actually heard
him. He produces, mixes, all of that.
Everything. I've heard that tune.
Is that dude with the long hair in it?
Yeah.
He did a track a week or something, didn't he, for 200 weeks? And then
he made it.
And now he's like,
he's
now real fan base.
11 albums in 2 years. He released, I don't know about albums, but projects in 2 years.
On SoundCloud,
produced and everything by himself.
Wow.
And then, like,
he's powerful,
literally,
man.
Like, and that's what I want. Like, that's when
that's
I see
that
a fan base.
Sheeran
like
work
that's
rate, though.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to respect that. It's that Ed Sheeran work rate.
Yeah, it's real shit.
Can't knock that. You deserve everything you get when you get that shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we got writing. Do you think what do you think about the future of
females?
It's big
positive,
surely,
very positive.
I think it's
bigger
growing
than ever. Very positive. You know what, Lady Leisha, for example, I think she's
Lady Leisha, Nadia
Rose, would you slap like Little Sims in there though?
I don't know if Little Sims is grime.
She's not grime, but I mean,
she's
contributing in terms of.
But she's an artist. She's a female art. Like, I wouldn't say she's a grime artist, but she's a sick artist.
I still
artist,
reckon she
like,
reps
I
the UK
that.
Culture.
Yeah, million percent. There's Lady Likes.
I think they're in a good space right now, female MCs right now, man. It's a good time to really.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time to be just putting your stuff out there. Definitely. Criticism is at a loo.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Steph London.
Steph's smashing games. Jesus. She's a beast, isn't she?
You could tell, definitely.
Yeah.
Good look, man.
Beast. Burying all the Drake jokes in that I've got that float around whenever I hear like that whole thing.
What?
You know Jake. You know Jake, the guy with beard.
Yeah.
You know his DM life, that, innit?
Oh God, yeah.
He's DMing, he's slipping them DMs.
Who's DMing?
Well, he's being everyone's.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that's a perfect time to play that song.
Right, well, now we'll say bye.
Now you say bye. Now you say bye.
Now you say bye.
See you later, guys. We got Free Bar Radio. Love.
Yeah. Cheers for coming down.
No problem. No, we're professionals.
Just go for all around the world. So the world is gone. Let's go all around the world. So we carry on. This goes for all around the world. I be living life on the bullshit. I'ma call me a wheel and I ghost me. Black and white is the pen of the ghosting. Give a toast to the Grammys, I ghost it. All night with the bang, all night with the swing, all night with the grain. This goes for all around the world. Till the world is gone. This go all around the world. So we carry on. This goes for all around. To the world is gone.
shit. In the party, get inside it, get retarded. Baby, what's your favorite car to ask mine? Gotta hit on the gas if to get it started. Gotta kick on the gas if to get it started. Hit it right, hit a mumble, hit it wrong. Say that she ain't monsters, engine started. She ain't monsters, engine farted. She ain't monsters, get retarded. I just chillin', I drive out of Golden Venus. Lord, I need it, Lord, I need it, Lord, I need it. Let the man that I drill and they all defeated. Everywhere I keep saying, Lord, cause I need it. Lord, I need it, Lord, I need it, Lord, I need it. Cause he helped me fight away from this all the demons.
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
We are joined by Jest.
If you could magically rid the planet of one thing, who or what would it be and why?
Rupert Murdoch's media monopoly. Yeah, such a huge amount of the media or the mainstream media is controlled by this guy. Even down to Vice, he bought a controlling share in Vice. People think it's some kind of alternative hipster form of, you know, owned by Rupert Murdoch. Over the last however many elections, you see things like just by being able to get Rupert Murdoch to make the Sun readership go from being like the Sun is a pro-Labour paper to it's a pro-Tory paper. It's kind of crazy.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We're on.
We're in.
Nick.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, thanks very much.
Oh, very good, very good. Jimmy, I think you need to press star stuff.
Oh, well,
we've got a little intro.
Stuff,
I don't know if you can hear this.
Star stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you can even hear that. Can you hear that?
I can.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's all that matters.
Neil deGrasse Tyson there.
Nick, how you doing?
Fine. It's great. Yeah. Great to be back on.
Yeah, I mean, you've been on before.
I think so.
Yeah, Abby said you've been on before, but yeah, we were particularly excited to know that you were going to be on. We were very looking forward to this.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Great.
How are you? What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh, quite a lot. The British government has just declassified and released a whole bunch of new UFO files, so I've been right across that. Wow. And we're coming up to the 70th anniversary of the infamous Roswell incident.
Yeah, so yeah, I actually watched a documentary on that just so I could get my notes ready. But what was it, 1947?
1947.
Yeah.
No one knows for sure the exact date, but World UFO Day is actually July 2nd.
Okay.
And that's pretty much, it's this coming weekend, there's going to be all the 70th anniversary events in Roswell. I'll be flying in for that.
Are you going to that? Are you going to go to that?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet you won't miss that.
No, it's the ground zero for anyone interested in the whole UFO mystery, so I will definitely be there.
Wow.
It's a weird one. I don't even know really where to start, but...
So many lifelong worth of
thoughts. So many questions for you, but I'm going to... We'll start at Roswell, then, about all that, and I watched a little documentary. It was a BBC one, so I feel like it could be trusted a little bit, and they were saying about... basically, they told you the whole story, the whole Roswell situation till later dates. And they were saying about the whole people finding parts in the farm and things and taking it, and then certain people saying nothing happened and talking about it. And I just wonder if you could shed some light on what you actually think.
Sure. I mean, the bizarre thing is people think this was some kind of event covered up by the military. The very first people who drew attention to this were the military themselves, and they contacted the media back in July of 47 to say, we, the military, have recovered one of these flying discs that everyone's been talking about, that everyone's been seeing in the skies for the last few weeks. We've recovered one at Roswell. Then, 24 hours later, they said, we've made a terrible mistake, and it was just a weather balloon.
Wow.
And the story kind of disappeared, literally for decades.
So just
I mean, this was before.
Over.
Yeah, and of course this was all days before the internet and Facebook and Twitter. No one really, once a story got buried, it was very difficult to uncover it again.
Yeah, so I guess it kind of ended up going through so much. There were so many like, oh, this is happening, no, this didn't happen. There were so many like kind of push and pull with the truth and what's not real and what is real and what happened and what didn't happen, that it all just seems to have got a little bit too... a bit confusing for everyone, because I was watching as well and they were saying how they found aliens, they found live aliens, and as someone who's trying to make sense of it and understand any of it, and believe parts or all of it, I just feel it's a bit difficult with some bits because it was so push and pull with it all.
I mean, it is. It's very difficult, particularly 70 years on, when most of the people involved in all this, of course, are long since dead. But I mean, one of the other things is that back in those days, people trusted government, trusted the military much more than they do now in this modern era. So when they said it was just a weather balloon, everyone went, oh, okay, that's fine then.
And then they moved on. Forgot about it, yeah.
Yeah, that'd never happen these days.
Yeah, but these days it'd be a completely different story.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
But so where do you stand on the whole thing, or whatever you can say you do stand on the whole situation? What do you believe? What do you actually think? What do you believe happened?
It's tricky. I know I'm absolutely certain something crashed, but whether it was an alien spacecraft or whether, as might be, to be honest, a little bit more likely, some kind of secret prototype aircraft that maybe other parts of the US military were operating that even the elite unit at Roswell didn't know about.
Yeah.
But also, to complicate the matter further, there were rumors that the Soviets might have some sort of long-range bomber or reconnaissance aircraft. So all this, of course, took place at the very beginning of the Cold War. So it was a very tense and difficult time. And it doesn't surprise me that everything's wrapped up in all this secrecy.
Yeah, amazing. So what were the feelings behind like aliens? And I saw something they saying that there was one alien still alive and things. Which personally, I feel like that whole alien living situation and the whole the footage of it being dissected, I feel like that's kind of not real. But I feel that something definitely did crash, like you say. I think I kind of agree with you on something landed, something crashed, and even from the what people were saying about the materials that they found was something that they felt they'd never seen before.
Yes, and I mean, it was a totally different era back then. I can't stress this enough. I think the stories about aliens, I think, are probably just made up years later. Yeah. And that alien autopsy footage that was doing the rounds, that's a complete modern fake,
right.
Although it's dressed up to look like something that was filmed back in 1947, but it isn't.
Yeah.
But I've actually, I'm going to be in Roswell. I'm flying in on Thursday. The local newspaper who broke the story, I mean, this was one of the most famous front pages of all time, where it said Roswell Army Air Force captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region.
Wow.
I mean, it's just one of those amazing front pages that you know, it's in the top three of newspaper headlines of all time.
Yeah.
But the Roswell Daily Record are actually organizing an event this weekend, and it's going to be a parade, and of course it's coming up for Independence Day in the States, so it's going to be big anyway.
Yeah.
And I've launched a campaign with the Roswell Daily Record to say, look, if any old-timers, anyone living in the city, you know, check your attics, check the little trinket box on the mantelpiece. Because if something did crash, people being people, somebody will have picked up a piece of it and stuffed it away somewhere as a souvenir.
Yeah.
So I have launched this campaign, and I hope that people will be kind of, searching and maybe bringing
receptive
something
to it. Maybe someone will stumble along with something that they actually picked up that day, or that was passed down or something. That would be unbelievable.
I mean, it would be great, and it would be great after 70 years to finally crack this mystery.
Yeah. Wow. That would be unbelievable. But, so there's... Have you got... Go on, Jamie.
I was just going to ask... What led you to get so interested in the topic? Because I wondered if you'd like maybe it started with anything that you felt like you'd seen with your own eyes, or if it was just a fascination with the idea. Or
well, I got dragged into this quite by accident and almost against my will, I was working for the Ministry of Defense, and I was basically posted on to the Real Life X-Files unit back in 1991. And I did that job for the British government investigating UFOs. Prior to that,
what
I
job?
Had no... Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing. I had no interest in the subject. I had no belief in it. So that's why I say I kind of got dragged into it. I've never seen anything myself. Had no belief in the subject beforehand. I was just given this to do for the government, and it was, you know, for the next 3 years of your life, you will be the one investigating the sightings, handling the policy on this, and it was like life-changing experience.
Yeah. So I actually watched a little documentary or interview that you did as well, talking, you were kind of saying all that type of stuff as well, and I was just thinking, as someone who wasn't, probably whether you believed any of it or not when you got assigned that job, as someone as a non-believer, let's say, did... It must have done something to you to like, it must have convinced you or done something to make you think differently if you weren't interested or you didn't believe at all.
Yes.
So do you think the number of sightings did that? What was there anything that actually, any moments that made you think, wow, there is something?
Oh, absolutely. For the first few weeks, I just towed the party line, and it was, yeah, don't worry, these things are all just aircraft lights and weather balloons and satellites, there's nothing to worry about. And then I started reading back through the files, and I noticed that there were quite a lot of sightings, for example, from police officers, military personnel, RAF pilots. Sometimes these things were tracked on radar, and I thought, wait a minute, you know, there's no smoke without fire with something like this. And these files that have just been literally released in the last couple of days, and there've been media stories about them, I think, I mean, some of these were files that I wrote, documents, some of them highly classified, and now they're coming out and seeing the light of day, and people are saying, wait a minute, you know, the Ministry of Defense, the government was up to their eyes in this.
Yeah.
Mad.
Unbelievable.
So I the thing that got me in, like, fascinated by the whole thing is I'm asking you because you will have potentially come across this description. I'm wondering if it ever come across, but I seen like a green rectangular shape in the sky, right? And everyone, I don't know if anyone ever believes me, but me and my mum saw it when I was a kid, so she would say the same if you ever meet my mum. But it, like, was there and it did nothing, didn't move. It had sharp edges. It was like a rectangular thing, like I say. But then, you know how old TVs, when you turn them off and they closed in on themselves and went into a little circle?
Yes, dot in the middle.
Yeah, it literally did that and then it was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've shocked him.
Yeah, honestly, as well. Like,
maybe you need to find it.
Heart, that's a hand-on-heart thing that I saw. And the closest thing I've ever seen to it was when I was reading through the Billy Myers stuff, and there was a picture of something that actually fitted the bill of that, and I didn't know if you could shed any light on my experience.
I mean, how big was this thing?
From where I was sat, it was, obviously, I couldn't say how big it was, I can only say from my perspective, but it was high in the sky, and it was like, I don't know, in my range, I can't, it's hard to explain. If I hold my hand, like I'm doing it literally right now, if I hold my hand out in front of me and like do about an inch and a half with my finger, that's like how wide it looked in my eyesight. I couldn't say if it was billions of light years away or if it was just like, I don't know, a few miles away. But
no,
it was crazy.
I mean, it's difficult to judge things like distances and sizes, particularly at night, I guess. But it's interesting you say green rectangle. It just put me in mind of a wave of sightings. Gosh, I'm trying to think back. Maybe like 87,
Well, it
will
have probably
like
happened about 96, probably. No,
okay.
About 96, 97.
Okay. Well, the reason I say... you know, it sounded quite familiar, was I even recall people saying a flying football field. And so it's interesting you say green rectangle, because a couple of people, and this is in some of these Ministry of Defense UFO files, said it was like a football pitch. And And, you know, when you say to people, well, how big? I mean, they say huge. This is like, you know, this is not some distant pinprick of light in the sky. This was like described to me as a flying football field.
Wow. Yeah. And so it was like, because it wasn't night, it was like highlighter green. It was like lit up like a floodlit football pitch.
Right. That, yeah. That
maybe
people
I saw one.
Have seen. Yeah, people have seen very similar things. Now, I think the sightings that I remember were in the Midlands back in about 87, but 96 was a big year too. And in fact, I know there have been a couple of stories in the media just this morning, I think, or just today in the Sun and the Mail, talking about sightings in 96.
Wow.
Matt. In these newly released government UFO files. So there was a lot of it about. You're in good company.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be reading these files now. Definitely. I'm going to read them and
send
see
them
if
them over. We'll get into them.
Start emailing these people. It's always blown my mind that I've never. That's the closest to at least knowing that I wasn't just seeing things that night. It was crazy.
Where did you see it?
Just outside of Maltby.
All right. Okay. So the reason I said that is because on a lot of things, and I've heard you say, Nick, that there's like seems to be a lot of sightings around like air bases and things like that. I don't know whether that's just a coincidence or there was the the little thing you said where there was like a floating triangle between two air bases in maybe what?
Yes.
I can't remember what year that is.
That was 93, and the air bases were Cosford and Shawbury up near Wolverhampton and in Shropshire area.
And they also did, I can't remember if you did them, but some like radiation tests and things, and it came back higher than normal.
That was the UK's most famous UFO incident, the Rendlesham Forest case from December 1980. That's the one where, as you say, something landed, and afterwards they went around with a Geiger counter, and in the Ministry of Defense's own files, it says the radiation, like you say, was significantly higher than background. Yes, you're right. Lots of these sightings around military bases, of course, that leads to two different theories. The skeptics say, well, sure, that just proves these things are secret prototypes, biplanes, drones, that kind of thing. And the believers say, no, if we're being visited by aliens, it figures that they'd want to go and see what military hardware we've got.
It's both, really. Exactly. I mean, now that drones are such a thing, it kind of makes... Because if a drone, even one of the little camera drones, if you were to fly that at night, you would only see the lights, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So if they were like working on bigger drones with light systems underneath it, you wouldn't necessarily see the propellers.
But things in like 1980, the thing that you said that was described about the big floating diamond and the light that came out and then it suddenly shot off and disappeared in a speed that no one could ever imagine.
Like, yes, things like that are more difficult to explain. Even now, we'd struggle to do that kind of speed and maneuver. And you've always got to figure that there'll be things flying out there that won't be public knowledge for a few years. But even so, when you hear about some of these UFO sightings, and I've spoken to military people who've seen these huge objects over an airbase going from a virtual hover to speed several times that of military jets in a heartbeat, that makes you wonder.
Yeah,
it definitely does.
Crazy.
It's
amazing.
It's definitely great to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've got any more questions.
Well, I another thing that I saw that sounds like I've got a million stories, but I was up at a friend's house who like lived in a massive house out in like the hills, and we were stood outside, and like the best way I can describe it is it was almost as if miles away there was loads of people taking photographs with the flash on, and the whole sky was like twinkling, but it wasn't late enough. It like wasn't, there weren't loads of stars out, if you know what I mean. It was still like dawnish, not dawn. Is dawn in the morning or at night?
Yes, the morning.
What is night? Dusk?
Dusk.
Dusk. It was around duskish time. Duskish. But yeah, and it was like the entire sky was like flashing in no kind of uniformed way. It was just like distant smartphone cameras going off, and it was.
Right.
Yeah, I did see somewhere else that someone had seen something else like that, but I just didn't know if that was something that had been widely reported. I'm trying to answer my life's mysteries here while I've got you.
No, I mean, things like that, sometimes they might be attributable to some sort of military exercise. And of course, it could be miles away and the light will travel further than the sound. Mm. Or it could be something like fireballs and meteors. Occasionally, Earth kind of finds itself in the path of a meteor shower, and you get several of these things at once. But it's, you know, it's almost impossible to say unless you solve one of these cases within 24 hours. It's kind of like a police case, you know. Yeah. The trail goes cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess it was a little bit like glitter. I guess was being dropped from the sky. That's what it was like, and it was like as the glitter was falling, it was catching the light at different times. It was crazy because it was everywhere. It was amazing. I want to see it again.
That's what I say. I'm disappointed, you know, having investigated these things for the government. It's quite disappointing. Yeah. I've never seen anything myself, but who knows? Maybe one day.
Keep looking.
So what? You said the papers have just been released. Old papers have. So what? They've just been released, or they've just been allowed to be released?
Yes.
And have you seen anything that's kind of particularly got you excited, that you remember, or that you you feel like was a good one?
Oh yeah, I mean there's 15 files were released, but there's quite a lot of controversy about this, because previously when the government has declassified UFO files, they've put them on the internet for everyone to download. This time around they haven't, and you've got to either order them from the National Archives or physically go there to their headquarters in Kew and kind of read them in their on-site reading room. And of course, this has got the UFO community and conspiracy theory people up in arms, because they're saying, well, wait a minute, why are the government making it so difficult for us to see this batch of UFO files?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that there's anything particular about that, but it's caused a lot of bad feeling.
Why do you think it is that? And we were talking earlier, and it feels like there's some things that they will let you know, and then there's some things that they will kind of try to make you forget. And I was seeing you say, I don't know, I got the impression that it felt like, what is it, why is there so many we can't see and so many we can see? Why can't we just see them all or see none of them? It feels like someone's given us a big plate of food and said, you can eat all you want, but you can't eat this bit.
Well, it's typical government, of course. Yeah, they'll talk about open government and freedom of information, but then under the Freedom of Information Act, there are all these exemptions covering things like defense, national security, intelligence. So when you read some of these UFO files, sometimes bits of them are blacked out, and of course that makes people wonder.
Yeah, it's definitely questions. It's definitely interesting. Is there any particular stories that have commonly popped up, or any certain sightings that have commonly popped up for that you've seen throughout a long amount of time in different places? Because it also feels like I've seen a lot of people say there's a lot of sightings in Chile and things like that. Like, I wondered if there's certain Mexico. I don't know if there's certain places that are getting regular, like more frequent.
There are hot spots all around the world, and I guess people would say that Rendlesham Forest is still a hot spot. People are still seeing things and having experiences there. Now, whether it's because, you know, people go there and they want to believe or not, I don't know. Another place which is a real hot spot is Warminster, which way back in the 60s, of course, thousands of people descended on Warminster, and there were public meetings with people demanding answers from the authorities about, you know, strange things seen in the sky, noises coming from the clouds, dead birds falling from the skies, all this stuff that sounds like real life X-Files.
I feel like you're not the... This is probably not a question you can answer, but why do you think it's those certain areas that are more regular than others?
No one really knows for sure, and no one knows why some of these areas, they pop up for a while, then they go quiet, and then they seem to flare back into life. Mm. I don't have an answer for that, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, that's the good thing about the UFO mystery. I mean, parts of it maybe we'll never explain.
Yeah. How do you feel about it, or do you feel like it's... Do you feel like you've definitely been convinced that we're not alone?
Oh, we're not alone in the universe, I'm sure about that. Whether we're being visited, whether any of these UFOs are alien spacecraft, I think that's still open to debate. But, you know, when I was doing this at the Ministry of Defence, we used to have this saying, and we said that the sceptics have to be right every day, but the believers only have to be right once.
Yeah.
And on that note,
wow,
I think that's why we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Because that was a nice little ending statement.
That was perfect. Nick, thank you so much for making time to be with us today, and very exciting, and your job sounds amazing. I wish I'd have done that job.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be on the show.
We'll be sure to follow up what you're doing.
Yeah, and hopefully we can talk again soon if something magical happens.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Amazing. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So now, I mean, wow. That was a showstopper. Wow. I think there's nothing we can say now.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say now.
I think that might have to be a roll the music out.
Yeah, I think.
To the end of the show.
Yeah. Space and stars.
We've got the song. Dizzy Rascal's done the song.
It's going to drive home saying space and stars. Yeah.
So I'm going to say
Check Nick Pope out, though. If people are out there and you can, do check Nick Pope out. He's definitely been about and he's done stuff and he's got some good, loads more interesting shit to check up on as well.
Yeah, make sure to follow it up.
Yeah.
And what we're going to say? I mean, I've got nothing left to say.
That's it. We're good.
I don't want to try and top that.
Run a track. I'm along. Yeah. We got. That's it. That's it. We're done. We're done. Till next month. I think we'll be back. Oh God. Yeah. Of course. We're going to wrap up after. Jesus. Never before. Run the tune.
Discovery 4 computers now have primary control of critical vehicle function.
Roger all, Discovery.
Ain't no point in playing it safe, but I know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space, 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 space. You should want to embrace space, space, space.
Discovery, go and throttle up.
Rip up and ravage, make it a habit to damage. Whole lot of baggage, you will not manage. I'm the full package. Why do they talk like I am not established? That is so callous, they are the saddest. Why are they so full of malice? Making up fallacies, I'm in my palace, blazing up the chalice with Alice. Cause I'm a gallus and I'm the baddest. It's not a travesty, call me your majesty. Sometimes it feels like the world's on my palace. Push out my chest and I big up my status. Where's all the trappers? Where's all the clappers? I am not shaking, no need for my rackers or apparatus. Put in the work and spend money on motors and slappers. Why are we fronting like it even matters? Why do they make me feel guilty for getting this money like muscles in tatters? Sitting there trying to realign my trackers, driving me crack. You bloody spackers should get off my knackers. Give me the gas and the matches. I've been through hell when I swallowed the ashes. Running this thing for so long as it happens, I'm knackered. All of my enemies broken and shattered. Sprinkling hate, they're all over the shop and they're scattered. Chatting my name till this day and I'm flattered. I am not easily rattled, don't follow the cattle. So quiet your chatter or you will get battered. Quite had enough time to dine on these rappers. All of these MCs are looking like tappers. Fuck all the swine and their bodily gases. Roll with the rasses, Babylon's calling me. Nobody's fooling me, I do not roll with the masses. But big up the jungle, it's massive. I am not timid and I am not passive. Messing with me, you must be on some acid. Done with the racket, I will get it right. All my problems disappear. Appear like it's magic, it'll be tragic. Ain't no point in playing it safe.
Safe, 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 safe. Good way to end on, Tom. Tom's back, Tom Pryor.
I'm here, still here.
How are you feeling? You feeling intergalactic?
Yeah, that's kind of blowing my mind a bit.
Yeah, what did you think?
I'm actually feeling good because he kind of helped for Jamie for a bit. Yeah, he helped justify. Now, when I say that, at least you know.
I can't work out whether he definitely believes and he doesn't want to get in trouble, or he definitely doesn't and he doesn't want to not have a job.
No, he doesn't do that job anymore.
I think he seemed quite
well, but you know, being the guy that talks about it.
I think he's in. I think he's got into it, like he said, by chance. He's been assigned this job and then
he wasn't even into it. He didn't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Ministry of Defence, I'll go and check them UFOs. He's probably like,
and now,
oh, fuck's sake.
He could just be playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And instead he's flying to fucking Roswell.
Yeah.
If you're going to Roswell on the 70th anniversary of Roswell, you're into it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not like, oh,
I don't really believe it.
Just saw on my Instagram it says Roswell location. I don't think that's what he's into. That. I think he's definitely into it. Christian, mind blown or not really?
Yeah.
Man of cock, shut him up.
I love how we end just a show with a random Tom segment.
I know, every time.
Come here.
I think every show has
people
been.
People are going to work out that I'm just here to give you a lift there.
Yeah. Oh, Tom is the taxi.
I think we've actually got Abby's telling us to wrap up. She's doing that finger movement. So
yeah.
Oh. We'll be back on the 24th. Me, Jamie and Tom will be back on the 24th of July. You look confused about what month.
I just looked around to make sure that we nailed, and I thought that was an exclusive.
What, 24th of July? It's exclusive.
Exclusive.
Thank you for everybody who's tuned in.
Yeah, thanks.
FubarRadio.com, at FubarRadio, at Tom Pryor Music.
Yes.
At
It's a Garden, it's a garden party.
It's the Garden.
It's a
Garden Party. Jesus. At Mannequin _ first. At Andy Nicholson _. At Abby, what's your Twitter? Abby L. Weaver. Follow everyone, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Enjoy this melody. Young Thug, your regard.
Rose gold from your neck, oh. You know this song is not to try to check us. Papa X feel like a Malcolm. I'm in a relationship with all my bitches, yeah. I need to cut some of them off, I need help. I got some bad things I wanna to myself. Gotta take the time to cut them off, I need help. I know how to make the girl go crazy. When you treat her like your number one baby. Put my bitches on yachts, we don't do jet skis. Put your ice on rocks, they need to help me. No, baby, your collection won't stand for it. You know you're in a relationship with all us. I get a few texts out of day saying it's all yours. I got a few states on speed, they are like good drugs.
Get in your bag, yeah, get in your bag, 100 new bricks for a brat, come to the street, new jazz. Turbo bitch by the drag. Nigga had M's for ass. I got a brand new bitch who that. Rock the flood, AP all black.
White toes give me a 10. Cocaine kill it 10. All the bitch bomb do a shine. All of my pick which kind. I made it a starter. You went from a dime to a quarter. I Chico the Barton. I leave in that loud on apartment.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.